Our guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossi, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, we saw a grain market today that just couldn't work our way to the plus side at all.
Now, we came into a new month and quarter, and we were hoping to see some investment buying or speculative buying from our fund friends, and it just didn't show up. In fact, we saw selling from them. And so when we saw the sell orders come out early in the day, we saw corn and wheat in principle sell off. Soybeans tried to follow and kind of set the tone for the day. Now, not everybody is back yet. We still have some celebrating Easter holiday in Europe, but let's see how it all ferrets out tomorrow. But the session was weaker, if you will, in a correction from Thursday.
We're picking up farmer selling here or not?
We did find some farmer selling on Thursday, a little bit early this morning, and then as the market declined during the day, it kind of shut down again. So it looks to us anyway that the farmers are willing to sell rallies, but still not willing to sell a break.
Okay. Livestock side, what happened over there?
Well, it was a big day. We were higher early today, and then news came out from the Washington Post had a story in which they indicated that someone who worked on a Texas farm had contracted the avian flu. That would be, of course, another species jump from bovines to we humans, and the cattle market didn't like that, and we sold off sharply going into the close. Feeders down about $7. The fat cattle market, if you look back in the June contract, down around $5. So a negative day there, but the hog markets, of course, on the other side of that, if we're not eating beef, we're going to be eating pork, and the pork markets rallied and up about $2. So today was a sell cattle, buy pork kind of session, and that was even against the hogs and pigs report that was slightly negative that came out on Thursday.
Anything else we should be aware of or talking about here?
No, that's really it. I think these are weather markets now. I think some of our attention needs to be focused on Europe, where it's very wet across much of Western Europe and very dry across the Black Sea, but it's still only the first day of April. So let's see how this all goes forward. But, you know, I think weather is the predominant thing for the grains, and we just got to figure out in the avian flu what's going on, and it's going to take a little while for us to understand whether it's cross-species transmissible and how that affects our meat demand going forward.
Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossi.